بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد Yesterday we commenced the hadith of Hazrat Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiyallahu anhu where he asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for such an action that will enter him into Jannat and distance him from the fire of Jahannam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, you have asked for something great, but it is very easy for those that Allah ta'ala makes it easy for, and we make dua that Allah ta'ala make it easy for us as well. تعبد الله ولا تشرك به شيئا وتقيم الصلاة وتؤتي الزكاة وتصوم رمضان وتحج البيت. The first thing Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned, if you want Jannat and you want to be saved from the fire of Jahannam, then make sure you fulfill the five pillars of Islam. You worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You do not ascribe anyone as a partner to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. After being a Muslim, then we shouldn't turn anywhere else. How can it be that a Muslim is asking a non-Muslim to make dua for him? It's not even sensible for a Muslim to tell a non-Muslim, pray for me. But we find Muslims are doing this. When a person is in a hard push, then he forgets Allah Ta'ala, he goes to the temple, then he goes to the church. Allah Ta'ala save us, Allah protect us. And we should understand that we don't make a partner with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in anything. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the only one that can see to our needs. Allah Ta'ala is Rabbul Alameen. Allah Ta'ala can solve all our problems. Allah Ta'ala will take care of us. We exclusively leave this to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our worship. Iyaka na'budu wa iyaka nasta'in. La na'budu wa la nas'alu illa iyak. We won't worship anyone and we won't ask from anyone except from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Idha sa'alta fas'alillah wa idha sta'anta fas'ta'in billah. When you ask from Allah. When you seek help and assistance, seek from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't ascribe partners with Allah. Then we make such an effort that there's no shirk khafi also, that hidden shirk. A person says, if I close my shop, who will sustain me? If I go for salah, what will happen? So all this is shirk khafi. He is making partners with Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala says, وَأْمُرْ أَهْلَكَ بِالصَّلَاةِ وَاصْطَبِرْ عَلَيْهَا لَا نَسْأَلُكَ رِزْقًا نَحْنُ نَرْزُقُكَ. The person is saying, he can't close his shop, he can't go for salah. Some people say, we can't go for Jummah salah. Why? Because who will be in the shop? So that means our yaqeen is incorrect. The yaqeen is in the doctor, the yaqeen is in the security, the yaqeen is in the police, the yaqeen is in one's own self. That if I don't do it, who will do it? So no, don't ascribe partners with Allah Ta'ala. Total reliance should be on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa tuqimu salah, and you establish salah. Ulama say that it is very significant. Allah Ta'ala didn't say, wa tusallu, and you should perform salah in the Quran al-Majid and in the hadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. The word is used, iqamatu salah, establishing salah. So what that means? It means that in our lives, we should ensure that we perform a perfect salah. Number one, khushu, khudu, concentration, trying to reach the sifat of ihsan, the istinja, the tahara, all of it is correct. The postures are correct. The sunnats of salah are all fulfilled. So we establish in salah. That is one. And the second thing is that we establish salah. There's a masjid, there's a musalla in the locality, the adhan is given, the iqama is given, there's an imam. So we establish in salah. Then thirdly, an effort is made that everybody in the house and everybody in that locality should perform the salah, iqamatu salah. And the benefits are very, very great. Allah Ta'ala says, وَلَا يَنْصُرَنَّ اللَّهُ مَنْ يَنْصُرُ. Allah will definitely help with emphasis those that help His deen. And how is that? إِن مَكَّنَّاهُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ أَقَامُوا الصَّلَاةِ. The first thing Allah Ta'ala says, that when we establish them on the earth, they establish salah. So when they establish salah and they put deen first, then Allah Ta'ala says, my help is with them. Nobody can touch them, nobody can harm them, they have nothing to fear. وَآتَوُ الزَّكَاةِ. In the ayat, Allah Ta'ala speaks about zakah. The second or the third thing here also is وَتُؤْتِ الزَّكَاةِ, that you should ensure that you pay your zakat. مَا تَلِفَ مَالٌ. Wealth is not destroyed, hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wealth is not destroyed on the earth or at sea, illa bihabsi zakah, except because someone held back his zakat, he never discharged his zakat correctly, so that calamity came upon him, some fire came, some looting happened, something got destroyed because he held back his zakat. So each person should see how we can fulfill our zakat. Many times we don't realize that we have to be fulfilling zakat. We didn't even do our calculations properly with all the gold, silver, jewelry, etc. We never calculate properly. So we need to go and see if we have to pay zakat, if we have been paying our zakat. وَتَصُومُ رَمَضَانَ. And you ensure that you fast in the month of Ramadan. It's absolutely concerning and worrying. The reports we get that in some places close to us, people blatantly, openly say, because we are working, we can't fast. Because we are working, it's hot, it's coming to the summer months now, we cannot fast. Openly, ulama are concerned about this. And in some places, reports have been given that people said that the whole month of Ramadan passed, I didn't even know Ramadan passed. And this is in our time and age. What the Hujjul Bayt, and that you make Hajj of the Baytullah. Hajj is a very great opportunity that Allah Ta'ala affords His special servants. Each person can make niyat and can try to save up for the Hajj. When Allah Ta'ala accepts a person, then Allah Ta'ala will make the means. Allah Ta'ala will provide. The person makes his niyat and he makes his effort. So these are the first five things that Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says. If a person does this, then inshaAllah, Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala will give him Jannat. Allah will save him from Jahannam. We'll continue tomorrow.